Okay, I think we're about ready. So this is a this is going to be a panel discussion, but first I've got some introductory work. My name is Jim Redmond. I'm one of the administrators on the OTRS team. I'll be explaining that first. Before I begin, who in here is familiar with OTRS? Just a show of hands. I know you two are, and you just kind of okay. Okay. Well, that's if you know what it is and how, but not how it works, then hopefully we can fix that today. So, OTRS, this wonderful interface we have. OTRS stands for Open Ticket Response System. It's the name of the software we use. It's an open source trouble ticket system. It was designed so that projects or companies could keep track of incoming mail on whatever topic. Specifically in the Wikimedia Foundation, we use OTRS for incoming questions and complaints and requests and comments. We have some role accounts on there, such as there's a general press at wikimedia.org that delivers to OTRS. Some chapters have some space on OTRS that they use for role accounts as well. The German chapter, the French chapter, the chapter in the UK. Not every chapter does, but it is an option if they would like to use it. And then the Wikimania organizing teams also have it for role accounts. Most of you probably dealt with Wikimania registration at wikimedia.org. That's AQ on OTRS as well. As well as the scholarship and the travel and the program, all these different role accounts. OTRS is done just about entirely by volunteers. We have several hundred volunteers. I don't remember the exact figure, it's always changing. We recruit most volunteers through a page on Meta. They post a little bit about who they are, what languages they can work in, and what their experiences are. We then review them, make sure that they're suitable to see some confidential information, and to deal tactfully with the general public. We do have some people who are on OTRS for very specific purposes, such as the Wikimania accounts, such as the press contacts, such as chapter accounts. There are a few employees who work on OTRS, most notably Carrie Bass. Wave, Carrie. Thank you. But also, we also have some more general contact information, mostly on the role accounts as well. All the management is done by volunteer administrators. There are 9 of us total, something. There are some who work specifically on certain areas, mostly on a certain language or on a certain queue or set of queues. But we all kind of we correspond quite heavily. And then the administrators are managed by Carrie Bass. So far, that's a cherry job. That's good, nice and easy. Yes, it is very theoretical management. We take care of ourselves. So, when the messages arrive at our mail server, the messages are automatically sorted into queues based on usually the address they're being delivered to. Sometimes on other bits of header information, but mostly on the address that's incoming. It's not always perfect. We do have a catch-all queue, which, as I looked at statistics yesterday, it receives far and away the most mail of any queue on OTRS. It receives about 60% of the mail, which is why it's at about 10,000 tickets at the moment. Our major queues, we have several different categories of queues. We have the info queues, which are just general information, mostly about Wikipedias, but sometimes about other things as well, about Commons, about Wiktionary. Most of these queues are divided by language, so we have the biggest queue at the moment is actually the Spanish language info queue. We call it Info ES. It receives most mail in Spanish. There's a German queue, there's Arabic and Chinese and Catalan and most languages that have a significant presence in Wikimedia projects are represented in an info queue. Some queues are broken down into, they have sub-queues as well for specific purposes. The InfoDEQ, the German Q, has a they have a DVD sub Q, which deals with a DVD that they had published. The Polish InfoQ has a ban info, which is where people who have been blocked can write to complain or ask questions or get some more clarification. The English InfoQ, which has historically been the largest, has many sub-Qs. I've got a graphic I'll show you later on, just some examples of the sub-Qs. Spanish does not currently have a sub-Q. We can, if it's necessary, we're more than happy to set one up. But at the moment, it's just one giant queue with 200 tickets. We also have the permissions queue. Permissions handles when someone submits a work, a photograph, a media file, whatever kind of work it is, to Commons or to a local wiki. They usually need to send an email to the permissions queue, to an appropriate permissions queue, where a volunteer can verify that, yes, this person does have the license. They do have the rights to release it under GFDL, a Creative Commons license, whatever's appropriate. And that has many, many different sub-queues based on language. I think at the moment the largest is in German, because there's a bit of a backlog in German. We've had some...
They have lots of sub-queues.
I'm sorry?
They have lots of sub-queues.
Yeah. And then we have our roll boxes as well. The Wikimania Committee is the press box, the press queue, so on. So this is traffic for the month of July, excluding the raw queue and our junk mail queue, which is also quite large. Generally, we receive about 400 messages a day that goes directly to a queue instead of being thrown out someplace. As you can see, some days are busier than others. Some days are not as busy as others. But this is a pretty representative sample, I think. No, I did not include junk mail in this. Including junk and mail that did not get sorted for whatever reason, it is over 1,000 messages a day. Yes. So some selected queues, just for interest. This is last week, from the 17th to the 23rd. During that week, that time, the German queue, InfoDE, received the most mail, followed by the permissions commons queue, which is just general when someone uploads a photograph or a scan of a painting to commons. They need to send something to permissions commons that establishes that they have the right to license it the way they do. And then I have some English sub-queues and Spanish and other permission sub-queues over here as well. But the biggest one last week is the German queue, which is actually kind of surprising. I didn't expect that. These are some English sub-queues and their traffic they received. This is over a two-week period. This largest bar in the middle, can't really make out the... The largest bar in the middle is the courtesy queue, which is messages we don't necessarily have to respond to, but we should just to be nice. A lot of these things are the people who write in saying, oh my goodness, I can't believe you have this horrible bug on your software, on your site, that says that anyone can edit. We do receive those, but not as frequently as we used to. This next tallest bar is just the catch-all. It's InfoEN. It receives most general inquiries. This next bar is the quality queue. This is the most difficult tickets we receive. These are, the general term on the English Wikipedia is BLP, Biographies of Living Persons. These are the politicians, the cultural figures, people who are complaining about their article or have questions about their article. This is also companies and organizations who have similar complaints, questions about their articles. And then this third bar over here, this next tallest one, is the vandalism queue, which is it's the easiest one to work, because this is where people email to say, I saw vandalism on this article. And usually by the time they finish typing, before they even send the message, the vandalism is fixed. But that is the nature of the wiki. So when tickets arrive, they're sorted into queues. automatically, not always perfectly, but they get there eventually. The volunteers have been kind of split into different roles. Some volunteers have access to English language cues, some to Polish language cues or German or whatever's appropriate. Some have more access than others. But when the messages are in the queue, the volunteers review the access, they review the ticket, they determine whether there is a response necessary, if so, what it is. If they need to perform an action on the wiki, if they need to correct the vandalism, if they need to remove some unsighted information, if they need to do whatever they need to do, if it's appropriate, they are encouraged to go off and do it. And if it's necessary, they respond just to say, yes, we received this, thank you for your message, it's fixed, it's not fixed, whatever's appropriate. And if there's any follow-up, it goes to that volunteer's attention. So, this is where I bring in the panel. Some major issues we have. First, let me introduce the panelists. I have first Guillaume Pommier from the from Wikimedia France, who's also an OTRS admin. Well, he's not officially with Wikimedia France. He has been in the past, but he's also an OTRS admin. We have Alice Wiegand.
Yes.
Okay, Alice Wiegand. From Wikimedia Deutschland, who's also an OTRS admin, because we do have a very strong presence in the German language in OTRS. We have several German language administrators, as well as several English language administrators. And then we have Carrie Bass, the volunteer coordinator for the Wikimedia Foundation, who went from OTRS admin to staff. So some major issues. I thought of a few that we have. One major issue we have is the privacy policy. People on the wiki expect things to be transparent. They expect them to be there. And with OTRS, because when people email, they expect it to be private. They don't expect us to post every detail on the wiki. This causes a lot of friction between the community and OTRS. All sorts of drama. Would you agree with this?
Totally.
Yes. Totally? Okay.
Totally.
Okay. Any comments?
I think it's the main difference is that working on the wiki is a transparent way for discussing and doing things. And working within OTRS as an OTRS agent is different from that. You are in personal contact to people who ask for a change, perhaps, in their article or the article of the company or something, and you have to handle that out without having the whole community taking part of it. And that's not easy, and sometimes if the community gets a hint that there was something in the, we call it Hinterzimmer. I don't know how you call it. Carrie, you know what I mean. So you don't do it transparent. The community sometimes is very, very, is not amused.
Back, yeah. I think the word would be back channels.
Okay.
I think that's a literal translation of Hinterzimmer.
Okay.
I'm
sorry?
He said it's
yes, the translation for the word would probably, I think back channels is probably a good translation. So, actually Carrie asked for some more detailed statistics on what we receive. Most of the complaints, most of the messages on the English queues at least, about a quarter of them are complaints of some kind. And about a quarter of the complaints, so a quarter of a quarter, are specifically relating to biographies. These are always the most difficult to deal with because we have people have a very vested interest in making sure their article is perfect. The problem comes when our version of perfect and their version of perfect are at stark opposites. when they want their article to be, the usually word I see on the English Wikipedia is hagiography, you know, the biography of a saint, and they and ours, our version is something less than that. On the French cues, on any other cues, do you see, on German cues, do you see this as well?
Yes.
Okay.
On the articles of the French Wikipedia, we receive quite a lot of inquiries from people about their biography, but we don't have a policy about the biographies of living persons on the French Wikipedia. So, at least on the English Wikipedia, we have some guidelines, etc. But we don't have such a policy on the French Wikipedia. And it has been discussed a few times because sometimes it would be quite handy for authorized volunteers. But I think when the authorized volunteers will feel that they can't really do their job properly without this policy, they will push things to.
So, Kerry, anything on that?
Okay.
You didn't see that. We do receive a number of questions or technical assistance as well. About 14% of the English inquiries were about help with editing, problems with an auto block when someone is blocked. There's an option that the admins can use to block that IP address as well, and that often has collateral damage where people who shouldn't be blocked are blocked, and they write in to complain or request help. We do receive generally more messages for events when someone famous dies, when Noam Cohen writes an article in New York Times about Richard Stallman. We receive a lot more messages, especially in the press queue, about how we're handling that. We have to expect that. That happens on the wiki. It happens in the email as well. We do receive a lot of astroturfing. A lot of forums think that by emailing Wikipedia, they can change the content of Wikipedia. This is it's a fundamental misunderstanding, of course. But they seem to think that by emailing someone in charge, they can affect this change. Emailing. At the moment, we're receiving a lot of French language messages asking us to remove the images of Muhammad. We've already had those in English and in Arabic. And they all have the same effect, which is to say absolutely nothing. The OTRS volunteers have to work within the community. If the community just wants these images there, the community is going to keep the images there. And OTRS might be able to argue on one side or the other, but it ultimately has no effect. It's like spitting into the wind. So it's a hassle for us, but it's a waste of time for the people who are emailing endlessly, and it's really not worth it. Unfortunately, there's nothing much we can do about that except educate people about how Wikipedia works. That yes, they can, in theory at least, go in and edit things and change things and work with other people, which is a very big concept. They have to work with other people to make this content accurate and appropriate. Contact pages. A number of wikis are starting to put OTRS information on the contact us link or whatever the appropriate localization is on the left side of the page. Several different Wikipedias, especially, are starting to kind of experiment with the format of that. On the English Wikipedia, that contact us link goes to kind of an overview page, and then down the page it has, you would like to request assistance, you'd like to complain about something, you'd like to ask a question. And that breaks down further. If you click the ask a question, It breaks down to ask a question about an article about yourself, ask a question about vandalism, ask a question about all these things. Click through again and again and again until you finally get to a page that has all these guidelines, and at the very bottom is the email address. Of course, by the time people get to that, they write in complaining that it took so long to find an address. But I think it does kind of discourage some more frivolous messages, especially if they read the content. You don't have to write in about vandalism. Just hit refresh, and it's probably gone. If not, you can fix it. It's okay. The Polish Wikipedia is starting a different approach. I don't remember the name of the link on the side, but there's a little pop-up that comes up that has several different options. One of those is to email. Another one is to leave a reader feedback on a certain page in the project namespace. I'm not sure how that's working, if that's working at all. Yes.
Well, I'm from the Polish Wikipedia, and I often look at this page. It's called Zgłoś Błąd, and it's working pretty well. Most of the things that are people write there are corrected, and most of the things are responded. Most of the people that write there.
That's good. So. Oh, it just says major, major issues. That's all. Don't need to worry about that. So future directions, where OTRS could go. First off, I need to state on Carrie's behalf that we call it OTRS because it's easy. That is the software we use at the moment. But we can change software, in theory at least. It may not happen, it may happen. So Carrie at least has been trying to encourage the use of other descriptors for the group.
Do you want me to talk for a couple minutes?
Sure.
Okay. Hi, I'm Carrie Bass. And I don't want to take over Jim's workshop, but there is a couple of things I wanted to say. And he was just getting to the point. Recently we've hired volunteers, so we're not really hiring people, but I've hired a couple email statisticians for, to find out what's going on in the English Wikipedia queues, and it's actually been quite successful. We've gotten a lot of information from them. But when I advertised the position, it was for email response team statistician, because I don't like, there's a couple reasons why the words OTRS are a little bit, what we do is we respond to emails and stuff, and there's, OTRS sounds like a title. It sounds like something that it isn't, and we've been having issues on the English Wikipedia as well as other languages, where people think that OTRS is a secret society that does everything, and some kind of misconception. There's also a lot of people that just want to apply frivolously just so they can have what we call a badge, and they sign up and then they get in the system and they never do anything. And I actually sent out a lot of emails, an email blast recently asking why people haven't been active on the system. So we've gotten a lot of statistics based on that. And unfortunately, they're only for the English language queues, but we had to start somewhere. And it's been successful, and I would like to start working on, other language. Undoubtedly, we're going to start with the German next, Of course, we want to know how you guys are doing now that you guys are all caught up. and activity levels is another thing I want to talk about. The English language queues were doing really good. We've gotten a lot of people interested, and we've gotten it all caught up. We had some issues with German language recently, and, they've been doing really good, and they've gotten all caught up. And, of course, I want to take Wikimania as an opportunity to our Spanish language queue currently has 196 unanswered emails. So, I want to take this opportunity to, if you're involved with the Spanish Wikipedia and you're good at customer service, you might be a good OTRS candidate. And So I want to take an opportunity to plug that.
Yes. Actually, if I can.
Yeah, give back to you.
Okay. One thing I've noticed over the past several years, when we had Wikimania in Taiwan, there was suddenly an increase in activity in the Chinese language queues. When we had Wikimania in Egypt last year, suddenly an increase of activity in Arabic language queues. We have Wikimania in Argentina now, increase in the Spanish language queues. So the next big queue is going to be Polish. And after that, we'll have to see. I don't know why that is. It may be the extra press, it may be something, or maybe all the volunteers are working on the conference instead of OTRS. But yes, that's probably, I think it's a good estimate. But yes, so next year the big queue will be Polish. So.
The other thing I wanted to talk about, you were talking about the future. Was there something else that you wanted to go on about that?
Oh,
something specific?
I've got a couple things we can get.
Okay. One thing that I did a presentation in New York about OTRS recently, and you can go online and watch me. One of the things I wanted to stress is we're moving so much. We are trying to move away from a quantity. You know what we know in the English language is whack-a-mole. You know, answering of emails. And that's basically when an email comes in, you see it relates to something, you stick a template on it, you send it back to the people. And we have been doing that, Jim can tell you, we've been doing, you know, for years, you know, that's been something that we were doing in OTRS, trying to get emails answered as quickly as possible. I am working on, which is one of the reasons I've been less hands-on with OTRS lately, is I'm trying to work on how to train our volunteers to answer emails in a thoughtful, you know, manner. You know, not just responding, but responding with some clue. You know, like you actually, A, know what the person is talking about, and B, you know, and maybe you can provide some more information. I mean, we have this opportunity. We get 1,000 emails. Most of them spam, granted, but we get a lot of emails a day from new people, people who have no idea what Wikipedia is about, people who have no idea what the foundation is about, people who have no idea of how we work. And we have this opportunity to get, you know, you've heard a lot about our strategic planning process and everything. And I know you've heard a lot about, you know, increasing our involvement from, you know, people who otherwise don't know how things work. And OTRS is the first line, you know, the first contact that we have with a tremendous amount of people. And we could, it's an opportunity we can use, you know, in that way. So.
Okay. The templated response, we do have a function within OTRS where we can set up templates for responding. For the most common stuff we've written, you know, responses. The one I see the most of is the "you can edit" template, which is, that's basically what it says. It takes a lot longer to say it, but it means, yes, you can edit this. There's some vandalism-specific ones. Thank you, we've already fixed that. In the future, you can fix it yourself by doing X and Y and Z. But we have the technical capability to do that. Whether we should or not, it's a matter for debate. There's sometimes when it's useful. There's sometimes when the templates are good as a starting point, because you can always change them once you're writing a specific email. And there are times when they should not be used at all. And it's really more of a, that's really at the discretion of the volunteer answering the message. Another thing we're starting to do is put voicemail into OTRS. That we've got a, on the English language queue, we've got a sub-queue for voicemail specifically, just a short little audio clip recorded from the phone system. We have a few volunteers who kind of work that very efficiently. And some, on occasion, they'll actually call the person back when feasible and when appropriate. The big challenge there is it's probably the quality of the message itself. I mean, it just if they mumble, if they don't leave the correct reply information, we can't really reply. But that's beyond our control.
We also have no way of knowing how our agent is doing on those phones.
Yes, very true. His comment was that we also have no way of knowing what our agent is doing on those phone calls. It's another thing that's beyond our control, really. We need to wiretap some people's phones. We are starting to get some more centralization of common tasks. We've tried in the past to have the English unblock list, and move that into OTRS, have its own queue. People can write in, please unblock me because I'm really a good person, and blah, blah, blah. That didn't work, not really. We're kind of still toying with that. But one thing that we've started doing recently is the German oversight. Oversight on the German Wikipedia has set up its own queue. I don't have access to it. I don't know how that's going. Apparently, they love it. Yeah, they love it.
In the German Wikipedia, we have elections for oversighters a few weeks ago. It's not too long ago. And when forming their own communication channels, they tried, or they asked me to build up an own queue in the URTRS system. And they wish, because of the contents of the incoming mails, that the OTRS admins don't have access to that queue. And that's technically possible, so we did it that way. And we have a contact page on the German Wikipedia for oversight actions. So if you see something which has to be oversighted, you can use that contact page with an email formula, like emailing a Wikipedia user. And that goes directly to that queue. And they are answering with using that queue. And it works really well. It's a fine system.
So just a point of clarification, we called it oversight. That's the historical name for it. The newer term is revision suppression.
Okay.
That's in the code. It's okay. We all know it as oversight. If something does have to be removed, stricken from the history, then they're starting to do that. Maybe we can talk other languages into doing that too. But this is in addition to they have a mailing list for discussion, right? Okay.
That's a better way with when arguing about what to do.
Right. Okay. That's about all I have here. I have some more statistics that just came out, like today, this morning, so I can get into those more. Does anyone have any questions?
I have one.
Okay. Alice has a question.
Yeah. 1.5 years ago, the volunteering people in the OTRS system for the German Wikipedia decided to change the name, because we didn't like that merging between the software name and the group of people doing things and answering emails. You just mentioned that. And we call ourselves support team. And we changed our introducing page within the Wikipedia to Wikipedia support team. And we changed all direction leading there. And we think that's a good idea if we want to get people from outside the Wikimedia universum to contact us. You say that many emails came from newbies, and they're just answering questions which aren't really hard to answer and something. And we try to manage this in a more easy way for them to understand whom they are talking with changing our name. Are there ideas to do that in other Wikipedias too?
Okay. I have not seen any community action to do that. At the moment, at least on the English speaking communities, it's kind of a top-down, let's call it this instead. It's not so much a community-initiated action. It probably should be, but if it's helpful to call it something different and we start calling it something different, then it will change hearts and minds. But no, I don't know of any other community-initiated action to do something like that. it would be nice. So.
That reminds me of a poll there is currently on the French Wikipedia about changing the name of the administrators, because there are some legal complaints, and most of the people who complain legally understand the word administrator as someone who has a special authority over the content and who are responsible for it. So when they want to sue someone, they are looking specifically for the administrators. And some people have been sued only because they were administrators and they weren't even involved in the case. So there is a poll currently. And we are trying to change the word administrateur to opérateur, which sounds more technical. So it's a bit like what you said.
Well, you could also go with the Spanish bibliotecario, which is more like, it translates to librarian, which it's a description of it. Do you have?
I did want to talk. I mean, we were talking a little bit about the system and changing the system. One of the things we're doing, and I've got a proposal. It's an internal proposal, so it hasn't really gotten very far. But we've been discussing setting up. I would like to get some support, financial support from somebody. Maybe a specific grant within the foundation to improve our OTR system, because we've got a lot. Did a page. We have OTRs is not pretty. It's not a pretty system. All right, it's quite ugly, actually. Yeah, but the user interface is, and we have a few more people that walked in the middle. I know you're on OTRS, right? You're on OTRS. You're not, huh? But you know what it is. Okay. I know Magdalena over here is, and I don't. Christoph, are you on OTRS? Christoph is too. It's not just the first response for our projects. It's also the first response for many of our chapters. One of the reasons is that a lot of our chapter members who respond to chapter emails also respond to project emails. So some reason those talents seem to cross over. We're going to be looking at ways of improving the OTRS system, and it is open source, and we have the capabilities of doing something like that, rather than moving to a completely new and untried system that might not be free and might be difficult to deal with. So, an OTRS usability team. I like that, because I customer support or support. Period is really important to what we do.
I think the usability team would have to have a lot larger grant than the put vector on there. So any other questions, comments? We're kind of.
I just added you on the Facebook conference.
Oh, okay. I will. Yes.
There is something like a public use. Yes, we could see. In the Spanish Wikipedia, there is a wiki page for questions, usually newbies, and usually also are not answered.
Okay. Let's see. So you'd just like to see. OTRS, or just as a public use, maybe? I don't know if it would be possible, really, to make OTRS kind of a public.
Nature of the OTRS system is something that it shouldn't be public.
Yes, the nature of OTRS, the email people send really does need to be private. They have an expectation of privacy when they email us.
Not the emails, the content.
Oh, the content. Oh, okay. Sometimes.
Something like a frequently asked question.
Okay, yes, frequently asked questions. Yes, yes, that is actually a very good thing, a good, good idea. I know some volunteers work frequently on their languages, frequently asked questions, kind of updating what those questions are and what the answers are. The challenge, of course, is getting people to look at those before they email. And that,
especially the journalists.
Especially the journalists, yes. So many emails about that. But yes, the frequently asked questions, it's a very good idea. I think we should probably maybe encourage more OTRS volunteers to, or support team volunteers to update the frequently asked questions in their languages, just to keep up to date with what things are. Because we do receive a lot of the same questions. Why does it say that, you know, why is there a curse word in the middle of this article? Why does it? Yes, why are there naked pictures on that page? So it is very helpful to have a good FAQ, even if nobody ever looks at it. So any other questions? I think it's about lunchtime. All right, well, thank you very much.